This is Annenberg Radio News' coverage of Election 2012. I'm Josh Wu. Well, put it down and walk away. President Obama has been re-elected for another 4 years after capturing crucial Ohio. Despite taking the required 270 electoral votes, President Obama is actually behind in the overall popular vote. Governor Romney leads the president by just under 2 million votes. Results for Nevada and Alaska still have yet to be counted. President Obama thanked voters on his Twitter, saying, quote, "We're all in this together. That's how we campaigned, and that's who we are. Thank you." And now we check in with Neon Tommy's Matt Pressburg to see, in the aftermath of Obama's victory, or projected victory, I guess, at this point. Matt, what have you got for us?
Well, Ohio is interesting. We looked at the map of Ohio, and Obama performed extremely strongly in the northern counties, where the auto industry is very strong. Youngstown, he had a huge percentage of the vote. Cleveland's obviously a Democratic stronghold. He outperformed his 08 numbers there. And in Toledo, where actually Chrysler is, where they make Jeeps. The ad seemed to backfire, and he had a very strong performance there as well.
And we're just getting news that Obama has won Nevada as well. Was that any surprise to you?
That's not a surprise. A lot of pundits said it was a swing state, but I actually used to live in Nevada, and it's in 08 it was a big Obama win, and the population's getting more favorable to Democrats. It's become more Latino. It's become less white. And it's become more socially liberal in many ways. And it's a big union population, and they get out the vote in a way that's probably the biggest election day get out the vote machine in all the Western states.
All right. That's Matt Pressburg from Neon Tommy. Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. In case you didn't hear the first time, President Barack Obama just won 4 more years. Phoebe Unterman is at Dodger Stadium at the official Democratic watch party, where party chairman Eric Bauman urged supporters not to get ahead of themselves.
Friends, we've got a long night ahead of us because we still have to win Proposition 30 and beat Proposition 32 and fight for two-thirds in the legislature. And we're going to do it. And we're doing it because men and women, working men and women, high school students, college students, all up and down our state turned out voters all day right up till the polls closed.
And we're trying to get Phoebe on the line. She's live at Dodger Stadium. Phoebe, are you there? Hello, Phoebe.
Hi.
Phoebe, talk to me. What's happening over there?
Well, I am out here looking out on an empty Dodger Stadium, but inside, people are cheering. There's been a lot of cheers breaking out, especially after the announcement that the president will serve 4 more years. Now people are starting to look at some of the local local elections and proposition numbers coming in. So not quite as much excitement at the moment, but it's a full house here at the Dodger Stadium Club, and everyone is watching a bunch of TVs they have out as those results come in.
Raucous cheers, I imagine.
Yes. There was a lot of Si Se Puede, a lot of 4 more years, right as the announcement was made.
All right, that's Phoebe Unterman at Dodger Stadium. Phoebe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So now that the presidential race is over, we turn our attention to some of California's pressing ballot measures. Preliminary results for some of them are in, and Prop 30 appears to be the closest race thus far. Governor Jerry Brown's pet prop would increase income tax for 7 years for those making more than $250,000 a year. It's 50-50 overall, with no voters outnumbering the yeses by a mere 16,000 votes. But that's only with 5% of the vote reporting. Denise Guerra is at the official Republican watch party in Costa Mesa, and even though some networks have already called the election for Obama, Romney supporters are still fired up. Denise asked Huntington Beach voter Reyes Mendez why Romney got her vote.
Personally, I voted for Mitt Romney because I don't have a family yet, but when I do have a family, I want to make sure that my country is a country under God, and I believe that he is definitely a religious, he is very religious guy, and I believe that he also has the financial know-how to set our country on the right footing. When I move forward in my family and my life, I want to have a good financial setting for my future, and so that's why I voted.
And we go live to Denise Guerra now in Costa Mesa. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
So what's the mood over there?
Well, ever since the Ohio reveal, it kind of died down in terms of people's excitement for Romney. But, you know, the party is still going on. People are still mingling. The band is playing. I had to actually step outside because it was playing a little bit loud. Kind of funny. They were playing You Can't Always Get What You Want. People are still happy that the majority of Orange County voted, our Republican candidates had won. So that was something that a lot of people were happy about. Former Governor Pete Wilson came up on the stage and said, you know, we're just going to keep on fighting. So right now, you know, people have expected what was going to happen. So they're just kind of, you know, going on.
All right. That's Denise at Denise Guerra in Costa Mesa. Denise, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Prop 34, the initiative to ban the death penalty and convert capital punishment to life in prison without parole, may not pass. Early numbers show Los Angeles County voting 55% against, 48-4. That's essentially the same for the state overall, but that's only with 5% of the vote counted. Our next guest, Gil Garcetti, was the Los Angeles District Attorney in the 90s and oversaw death row cases for the county. Garcetti spoke with ARN's Max Schwartz about the Yes on 34 campaign.
Right now we have Gil Garcetti on the line, who is here to represent Yes on Prop 34. Mr. Garcetti, are you with us?
I am.
Thank you very much for appearing on live election night coverage.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
So you are in support of Prop 34, which, if passed, would repeal the death penalty in the state of California. Why are you leading the charge for Yes on 34?
Well, don't forget who I was. I was the guy who was responsible for enforcing this law as district attorney and as a chief deputy district attorney. So for 12 years, I have the overall responsibility for making those decisions. And I thought they were the right decisions for the proper reasons. But then after I left office, some years later, I realized, number one, this is a total sham. No one's getting executed. We have 728 people on death row. Only 13 have been executed since 1978. And then when I learned the cost, that we had spent over $4 billion since 1978 for the death penalty, I said, what an absolute waste of money. Let's use that money for productive purposes, not to keep people on death row who are going to die of old age. Plus, the fact that too many people throughout the country who were on death row were found to be factually innocent. And when you have as many people as we do in California on death row, I just have to believe there's at least one, two, three people who do not deserve to be on death row.
Okay, and how is the campaign feeling at this hour? Are they optimistic, pessimistic?
We're feeling very good. I have not talked, and just yesterday, I was frankly at a funeral, and this man came up to me and said, I'm in favor of the death penalty. Why should I vote for Proposition 34? We spent 5 minutes together. He shook his head and said, I didn't know anything what you told me. You've got my vote. This is crazy to have this kind of a law.
Thank you very much for that, and thank you very much for coming on our live election night coverage. I'll let you get
back
to the campaign.
Yeah, come on, Trojans. Get out there and vote, man. Yes on 34. Thank you. Take care, guys.
And with that, we go to Sabrina Hudson live at Community Coalition in South Los Angeles. Sabrina, what's the mood like over there?
Well, right now it's actually kind of died down. Once they announced that Obama is the president, everyone started cheering. People were crying. Parents who had brought their little children, they were jumping up and down and screaming. Not sure if they knew what was going on because they were so small, but it was just really exciting and passionate mood. And one woman that I actually interviewed right before they made the announcement was telling me that she was just praying for the outcome to be Obama. And as soon as they made the announcement, she just turned to me and she's, you know, has tears in her eyes and she's just telling me, see, this is why I prayed. So, I mean, everybody was excited. Everyone was cheering. And right now, it's really just the Community Coalition staff that's here and they're kind of hoping to see what the announcement is for Prop 30 and Prop 32.
All right. That's Sabrina Hudson at Community Coalition in South LA. Sabrina, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
That being said, we now, Max Schwartz will be back with you in a few short seconds. I'll be back in the next 50 minutes or so. We hope to see you in a few.